Welcome again on this holy and amazingly mysterious night. Welcome whether you've been here 1,000 times or you have never been here before. Welcome if you've walked by and were intimidated by the doors and now found you could come in. No matter how you got here tonight, you are most welcome here. And I don't welcome you just on behalf of myself or of this parish, but of all of that which we point to, which is greater than ourselves. You see, here we are tonight gathered, an interesting group of people whom we've never seen before, perhaps people that we love and know well. And yet here we are together in this church on the corner of Elgin and Somerset in Ottawa at this very given moment in time. How amazing is that? When we leave this place tonight, we will never gather again as this distinct group. And yet we get to be together for a time to sing carols, to hear stories, to hold candles, and to hear about the love and the light of God which comes to us specifically this night. What a gift. There are many gifts that we will probably open in the next couple of days, probably some you're hoping for even, and certainly some you might not have been expecting. You know, that sweater that gets knit for you that you never want to wear again. We all have those gifts. Thank heavens they've come up with re-gifting. But no matter what gift we receive, there is always the giver to take account of. There's always the person to thank, whether we like the gift or not, whether we wanted it or we didn't, whether we choose to keep it and accept it or to re-gift it with great thanksgiving and joy. There is the giver. And the giver is the person that we want to most remember at Christmas. Because if you're like me, I like to get gifts, that's fine, but I love to give them. I love to choose something for someone or write a card or do something that is absolutely specific for that person. And it grieves me when I don't find the right thing or I can't make it work. If I never received another gift again at Christmas, I'd be quite happy, as long as I could give one. This Christmas, though, I'd like us to remember that there is a gift that has been given to us, that is the gift of light and the gift of love. And it is also ours to choose to accept and keep and to cherish and to live out of, or to refuse. We always have that choice. This gospel reading tonight is a bit ethereal and a bit out there. It's not the lovely story of baby Jesus in the manger, but it talks about something much bigger than all of that, even. It talks about the gift of creation which we have been given and which we live in and which we love, and the gift of creation which we also often defile and hurt and break. But the gift keeps on coming. That is the wonder of Christmas. Some of you may not know why you're here tonight, and that's fine too, because we are drawn back time and time again to this ancient ritual, this ancient story, this community, because there is a grace and a gift and a mystery that we don't see every day on the street. Or perhaps we do, and we don't recognize it. There's a gift so much bigger than us gathered in this room tonight, the gift of love, the gift of light. As it says in the reading, it is in each one of us. I will never forget once when I was in Alaska in the summer, and I was canoeing. And I was on this lake that had absolutely no people besides myself and my friend who was in the canoe. And as we canoed down the middle of the lake, and the mountains rose on both sides, and it was absolutely still and absolutely perfect and absolutely beautiful, that silence that you cannot even describe. A bald eagle dove from the sky about 2 feet in front of the canoe, picked up a fish, and carried on. I will never forget how insignificant I felt. I will never forget that moment of light as the light caught its wings and then the light reflected off the fish in its beak. And I remember thinking, what am I doing here? There are so many beautiful things around me. There are moose and fox and bear and eagles, and I am so insignificant. And that was when I really realized how important it is for us to recognize that we often feel that way, often feel insignificant, often feel like we can't do a damn thing that is right. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what we do. You hear that regularly in yourself, probably, and in others. And we certainly hear it outside on our streets. But it's not actually true. The truth is that we are all given the grace of light and love. We are all given that gift. We were given it 2,000 years ago, more than that, when Jesus was born. We were given it before that, when this world was created. And it wasn't just then, it keeps going. Think of earlier this year, when only a few steps from here, that young man died. And a lawyer bent over him and said, "Your family loves you." Think of all of the grace that has come out of a horrible event for many people. Think of our city as we pulled together and we prayed together, and we still have that amazing feeling of being a home, a safe city, a place where we live, where we hope to care for those who are injured, who are hurting, to do things that violate all of us. Even in the midst of all that, there were gifts of light and love. There were gifts of, I'm insignificant and I can't do anything because I'm locked down in my office, or I'm at home and I can't reach out to anyone. But there was something that each of us did. This city, many people decided that this would not change how we are. We are open and caring and free. And we will love. And we will show the light that we still have among us. And so tonight, when we celebrate that little baby that was born a long time ago, when we celebrate the candlelight, the intimacy that we gather in this night, when we celebrate the gifts we will open tomorrow, I hope you will remember that one gift that is deep within you, even when you don't believe it's there. And that is the gift of love that you can choose to accept and to live out of. Places like this one, this church, here in this space, that's part of our job, so to speak. I often say, well, it's my job to care about people. But it's more than that. It's a responsibility for us here to have this space, to hold it, to hold a space of openness and welcome and love. And so that's why you're welcome here tonight and any other time, whoever it is, wherever people come from. You see, it's a small thing. We take it for granted, perhaps. A couple of weeks ago, we celebrated a new family that this parish helped to bring to Canada from Iraq. And Hussam said to us how, don't ever, ever take for granted what you have in this country. I'm not from here. I'm from a country where people kill each other and hurt each other. And I've come here and you've welcomed me with open arms. And don't forget that that's what you have here. You are able to love, and you are able to welcome into a free land. And so it's a magical night, it's a magical moment, and yet there is pain and brokenness around us, but that will not put us down. Because when beauty disappears for a while, someone will hold it up for you. Someone will hold a candle for you in some way. When you've heard bad news or you don't know what to do, there will be someone come into your life. Perhaps not the person you expected, perhaps not the person you wanted, kind of like that sweater you get for Christmas. But say thank you for the giver, because they may not even know that they gave you such a great gift, a gift of hope, a gift of a word of comfort, a gift of a moment of love. That's why we're here tonight, to celebrate that beauty, that light, that we cannot stop from letting it shine. So as we go out tonight, may all of your lights in your hearts shine with love and grace and peace, so that you may hold a candle of hope for whomever you meet this night or tomorrow. And you can take that gift and say thank you and give another. God bless you, and a Merry Christmas.